This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Historic overnight meeting. North and South Korea agreed to work toward denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula and formally ending the Korean War.
This is huge, and all I can say is thank goodness for Dennis Rodman, or this would have never happened. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. We are about to have a nuclear-free North Korea. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. A nuclear-free Korean Peninsula. And I think it's going to happen. I don't know if you got a chance to see that video of President Trump with the, not President Trump, but the two presidents, the North Korean and South Korean. I'm just giddy. I'm jumping ahead. Oh, my goodness. These two meet. I'm not kidding you. I wish you could see the video. I'm going to play the rest of the audio because I want you to hear how CBS described it. I got Fox's. It was Fox and Friends. To me, it wasn't as good as CBS. They did a better job of really conveying what this was all about. This is monumental, and I'm going to explain how. I won't get to it all this segment because I want to set some other things up, but I want to tell you this is so big that it's crazy big. Think about it. This is the first time a North Korean dictator has set foot in the South. And these two saw each other. It was like long-lost cousins. And that's part I want to focus on. Because they're going, well, is it going to work? And should we believe Kim Jong-un? And all these other things. And I'm telling you, to watch this was like being at a family reunion. It really was. But anyway, I want to play the rest of the clip first so you can hear how CBS described it and how other people are kind of looking at it, and then we'll dissect it a bit.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in raised their arms in a show of unity. Look at that. They promised to pursue peace, but left many of the details for later talks.
The two men met and shook hands at the border along Korea's demilitarized zone. In a moment filled with symbolism, Kim became the first North Korean leader to set foot on South Korean soil. Ben Tracy is in the South Korean capital, Seoul. Ben, good morning.
Good morning. So this summit turned out to be heavy on both style and substance. Kim Jong-un is saying that what he's agreed to is just the tip of the iceberg and that he actually plans to follow through on the agreement.
This is a moment no one could have predicted just a few months ago. But after signing their agreement, Kim Jong-un and President Moon Jae-in were clearly pleased with what they had accomplished. The South Korean president declared a new era of peace on the Korean Peninsula. The two Koreas agreed to officially end the Korean War by the end of the year, resume reunions of families separated during the conflict, and turn the DMZ into what they call a genuine peace zone. President Moon will visit North Korea for a second summit this fall. The two leaders seem to have an instant rapport the minute Kim Jong-un made history by becoming the first North Korean leader to step foot in the South. In a brief diplomatic dance, he invited President Moon to cross the military demarcation line back into the North. South Korea literally rolled out the red carpet for their once recent enemy, and the two men were often seen smiling and even laughing together. After planting a pine tree, a symbol of peace, they sat alone for a full 30 minutes in what appeared to be an in-depth conversation.
Hold on, Kanye. You ain't the only news. Welcome back, everybody. Holy cow, this is big news. I want you to think about the significance of this, the significance of Kanye West, what he did, the significance of Chance the Rapper saying to black people, you don't need to just give your vote to the Democrats, the significance of the IG going after the Clinton Foundation, the significance of Comey being found out to be a liar, and on and on. Think about these. Is this all just coincidence? Give yourselves a hand, man. You did a lot. We would not be at this moment in American world history, not just American history, we would not be at this moment had it not been for the election of Donald Trump. Now, I'm not saying this like I'm some starry-eyed little starlet, you know, that's gone into the producer's, you know, office there to get up on the casting couch. I'm not saying it like that. I'm telling you, these are the facts, Jack. You elect Hillary Clinton, do you think you're negotiating peace in the North Korea, in the South, and between those two countries? The answer is no. Filled with symbolism, they said, heavy on style and substance. Kim, they say, will follow through. I want to tell you why I think he will. I'm not going to tell you right now. I'm going to wait in just a bit because I want to talk about a few more things that came out of this. But they said nobody would have predicted this a few months ago. Oh, yeah, there was. There was somebody who would have predicted it. His name is Donald Trump. There are many of you who would have predicted it because you know why? You were looking at how Trump was using China in order to do these negotiations. And keep in mind, folks, let's not shortchange China's input here. That's exactly, I mean, this is so cool to me to be able to say this. Donald Trump told you exactly how he was going to get North Korea to participate, to capitulate, to get on the Trump train. He told you. He says, I'm not going to do this. He goes, why am I going to waste my time? I'm going to get the Chinese to do it. I'm going to get the Russians to do it. I'm going to say to them, you guys, look, it is in everybody's best interest for North Korea to be doing well. You can't sell much product to starving people. Innovation doesn't come out of starving, you know, places. Who wants to, I mean, do you think people are worried about the future and factories and buying things and building houses and all the other things that come with life? Think about it this way. When your culture, let's look at America, you'll drive somewhere and you know, people will say, especially in, like, I've experienced this in Phoenix, man, Kevin, 5 years ago, this was nothing but ranchland. And I'm like, really? You know what's making that ranchland into something where every 5 miles you see the same set of stores? There's the Hobby Lobby, there's the Chick-fil-A, you know, there's the mall of sorts, there's the Best Buy, there's the whatever, whatever, the restaurants, the tailors, the dry cleaners, the gas stations, and so on and so forth. The optometrist, the dentist, the eye doctor, well, I just said it. You know what I'm saying? They're all there. Just add water, boop, next neighborhood, boop, next neighborhood. It's because we are flourishing. We're making products for ourselves. We're using them. Our currency is doing well. And every now and then we manage to ship something overseas that other people like. Welcome to the world, North Korea. Wow. I'm actually looking forward to seeing this country do well. I'm tired of thinking of it as a third world nation. And I bet Kim is too. Listen, when we come back, we'll talk more about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kim Jong-un, fat boy. We've depicted this guy, which, by the way, I'm not jumping on his side. I'm not on the Kim train at this point. But we've depicted this guy as a crazy, ruthless dictator that doesn't know when to look, you know, a gift horse in the mouth. And he, you know, he's now looks like he's got some sanity about him. How did it come about? How did he go from being a ruthless dictator, blowing up bombs underneath the earth at every quarter to thwart Obama, you know, to kind of thumb his nose or maybe, you know, moon, pardon, you know, the pun, but he Kim Jong-un-ed him, Obama, and to getting to the negotiation table, to going to the Olympics, seeing his fellow brothers and sisters and cousins and aunts and uncles and what have you, and then getting back and going, you know what, this is stupid. This is really stupid. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you something. As a person who has been a fighter his entire life, and I wouldn't care if I lived my life and never, ever fought again. Pray to God, I hope I don't have to. But because there comes a point in your life where you go, man, this is fruitless. I'm just going to whoop your butt and it's not going to feel good anymore. There was a time when whooping your butt would have felt good. You know, I'd have been like, oh, yeah. You know, I've been talking about it for a couple of weeks. Yeah, this old boy messed with me over at the grocery at the store. You know, I whooped his butt. And I tell the story, and I tell it 2-3 years down the road. Now I don't even care. I can't even remember all the butt whoopings I've given. I remember the ones I give politically now, because that's a whole different thing. They deserve them. And I will admit, they feel good. I remember November the 8th of 2016, and I can't help but laugh. I'm sorry, I can't help but laugh because it's just too funny. Because we whoop some butt. But you know what? I think Kim Jong-un's going, look, we've had a long time to be mad at each other. These are relatives. I mean, did he go back and do an ancestry DNA and figure out, holy crap, look at all the people I got down there. Go get us some bulgogi. Have some Korean barbecue. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to have a second summit. First meeting, a good meeting. Second summit, we'll work out some details. Imagine how the legacy of Kim Jong-un can look if he turns the lights on in North Korea at night, where people come over and help these people get things back together. The world is interested in helping this man build up his dynasty. I mean, build his country to an economy that we can not only sell to, but that we can be proud of. The world can look at it and go, look at what we did. By the way, look at what happened in South Korea. Whoa. I mean, when Kim Jong-un went to South Korea, just think about it. He had to look at his face and go, dang, dude. I'm mad at myself. I'm mad at my daddy. He went to South Korea and wanted to slap his mama, as we say in the hood, because he looked at how the plants there, Lucky Gold Star, Hyundai, and all these other, you know, Korean companies, and he's going, shoot, I got nothing like this over there. And they're walking him in the grocery stores, and they're showing him things. And here's the other thing. Kim Jong-un ain't stupid. He's going, boy, now these Koreans, they got with those Americans, and this is what happened to them. Think about that. Anti-Trumper Ben Rhodes tweeted this a while back. Every taunt back and forth between Trump and Kim Jong-un makes de-escalation and diplomacy less possible. That falls in the category of I wish I could take it back. See, idiots on Twitter, these leftists like Ben Rhodes, they go into, oh, he's so stupid. Donald Trump is really stupid. Look at this. We're never going to de-escalate if he keeps calling him fat boy. Well, hey, how you like me now, right? Swedish guy. His name is Peter Sweden. I don't think that's his real name. But he tweeted this. Remember when the media was freaking out that Trump was going to start nuclear war with North Korea? Turns out North and South Korea are going to formally end the Korean War thanks to Trump's diplomacy. How you like me now? That's what I should title this segment. How you like me now? Laura Ingram says, when will we see the headline, Trump ends the Korean War? He actually deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. That got me to ask this question. What would have happened if Barack Obama were presiding over this moment? How would the left be treating it? He would be a conquering hero returning to the Roman Colosseum like Caesar. They would be, look at him, all hail black Jesus. Oh my goodness, what else could he do? He is like walking on water. Chrissy Matthews would be peeing all down his leg, and whoever, I don't even know what these people would be doing. Throwing orgies and stuff. Imagine. Joe Prosobiak tweeted one of the funniest things, man. Holy cow. He says, how long before a federal judge in Hawaii orders the Korean War must continue? Oh, my goodness. This is why I love being able to see people's thoughts quickly in a format like Twitter. If you're not on it, join me at Kevin Jackson. It's the @ Kevin Jackson TBS. This is where you get these jewels. Here's a guy that mocked, you know, federal judges want to always undo the good work that Trump is doing. And the Democrats are the same way. Hey, Trump gave people back their money. Let's take their money from them with that stupid tax cut. Trump says he wants to make people safe with these travelers.
Let's make America more dangerous and let these terrorists in.
And on and on and on. So when he tweeted that, I said, man, you had me at hell the flunko. That was too funny. I want to go back to what we were talking about, Peace Prize. I tweeted, and it got quite a bit of a response, that you can bet Democrats somewhere are trying to figure out when they can give Dennis Rodman the Nobel Peace Prize for this. Because my joke is, while the Koreans were taking over, taking Otto Wambier and various other Americans hostage and taking them prisoner, Barack Obama did nothing. Yeah, he did nothing. So, and it was Dennis Rodman who went over and made friends with Kim Jong-un. They should snatch Obama's Nobel Peace Prize back and give it to Dennis Rodman. But of course, the joke is Rodman had nothing to do with it. Look, I hope there are leftists listening to the program because I really want to drive this point home. Barack Obama had 8 years to de-escalate the North Korean peninsula and make it nuclear free. Donald Trump in a year and a half has accomplished more than him, George Bush before him, Bill Clinton before that, the other George Bush before that, and even the venerable Ronald Reagan, and nobody, and you can bet the left is trying to figure out a way to make bad about the,
that big of a deal. I mean, come on. What's it going to mean? It's not like they have a big economy or anything.
What did I tell you guys? I said Donald Trump looks at every third world nation as an opportunity to grow that nation into something fertile, to get them contributing to the world, which will lessen their dependence on everybody else in the world, and will actually build them an economy that where they can start doing trade and people want to help and visit and we become one world. You know what makes the world people jealous? They look at America and they say, look at all the wealth over there, and these leftists squander it. They don't give a crap about our wealth because they spend our money, not their own money. Other countries will be a lot less jealous and envious of America when they have economies and they are doing things on their own and we're participating. We built this envy because of our stupid leftist policies. Anyway, I got to leave it there for now. We'll be back in a bit. Keep it here.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Optimistic about the new and improved version of Kim Jong Un. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And hey, here's the bigger question. Is he going to lose weight over all this? I mean, I'm thinking with a better attitude, releasing more endorphins, maybe doing a P90X or something, old fat boy, you know, he slims down, starts looking good. He and Donald get to hanging out. Kim Jong-un's got a cute wife. You seen her? I mean, you know, he's a dictator. He's got his pick of the litter over there, you know. But, yeah, he's got a really cute Korean wife. And, I mean, she's no Melania. Don't misunderstand. Don't get it twisted, sister. Yeah. Now, she's no Melania, but she's a good-looking lady. Especially for, you know, a dude of his size and, you know, I mean, look, I'm not trying to get an okay haircut. Okay, haircut. I'm sorry. As a bald dude, people think, you can't talk about people's hair, Kevin. You ain't got no hair, you don't. Just shut up. Shut up. I don't need to have hair to be able to judge hair. And oh, by the way, for those of you who don't know it, I used to have hair. Yeah. My hair is, when I cut it, it's, what do they call it? It's voluntary. Now I'm lying. I got male pattern baldness. I'm not kidding you. But, you know, I did have hair. And it looked good. And I, you know what? I may even just let it grow out. So what? I look like George Jefferson if I let it grow out. So what? I can still talk about Fat Boy's haircut, but I don't need to because he's now starting to come around. I love that Kim Jong-un has decided, you know what? Peace would be better off than this nonsense that he's got going on. I was reading different tweets about this, and people are all over the world are celebrating the notion that we've got a dictator, a person that has been described. I mean, people have described him as he's the most rogue person on the planet. We don't know what we're going to do. He's unpredictable. And now he's coming to the table. Now, that being said, he is unpredictable. Donald Trump is smart. He knows not to spike the football. That would be a recipe for failure. You know what Donald Trump said? Donald Trump essentially said, look, I don't know where this is going to go. I'm willing to walk away. If I don't like what I'm hearing when he comes to town, I'll walk away. We got nothing to lose. Our lights stay on in the night, baby. This is America. This is America up in here. When Kim Jong-un goes back home, you know what? He's going to have seen South Korea. He's going to have seen the lights on Broadway or wherever he's going to be hanging out at. And he's going to go, holy, I didn't even know you could leave the lights on in the evening. Who knew all this could be possible? And as I said earlier in the broadcast, he's going to reflect on what he saw in South Korea and the fact that America made that happen. We are their largest market. Oh, by the way, we are the largest market to any country in the world. We'd be happy to take some products from North Korea, you know, to get them. We'll get you started. You know, it's like a parent. Yeah, look, I'm going to make the down payment on your car. I'm going to make the down payment on your house. I'm talking about white parents. I'm not talking about mine. Y'all know that didn't happen. But yeah, so, you know, we'll help them get you. We'll get you going, man. We'll lift the sanctions. We'll let you start doing business. China will help out. Russia, whatever. We'll help you out. We'll get you building. We'll get companies over there starting things. You just got to loosen up here, Chubbs. Okay, you got to loosen up. But Trump, he level set. I will walk away from this. Then here's what he tweeted. He said, after a furious year of missile launches and nuclear testing, a historic meeting between North and South Korea is now taking place. Good things are happening, but only time will tell. He left that little bit of foreboding. He left that little bit of wiggle room. You want to know why? Because if he didn't, and he went into the negotiation and it failed, everybody would be going, look at him. Oh, he's over there. Yeah, hey, Donald Trump, it failed. Ha ha ha. Here's what's going on. All right? That's what would have happened. So he left himself some wiggle room. And good for him. Because he's saying to Kim Jong-un, look, trust but verify. I want to believe you want to do this. I want to believe your heart is in this, man. But if it's not in it, I'll walk away. I'm not going to let the world believe that I consider this a win. The win is not in having a meeting. I used to say this to my sales guys all the time. They'd come to me. They'd be all jazzed. If I hear them celebrating in another room, I'm like, what happened? What did we get? Oh, kid, I just got a meeting with the blah, blah, blah of such and such. And I go, you're celebrating a meeting? Wow. Man, I need to fire you. You don't celebrate meetings. You celebrate orders. That's what you celebrate. I got a meeting? You mean man to man, you're going to go sit down with somebody, right? Yeah, that buyer, Nancy, she hates everybody. She gave me a meeting. I get that that's a tough thing to get, but that's your job. Now, you got to go get some job. You got to go get people working. Let me say, they don't pay us on meetings. They pay us on delivery of a product that people in a factory work to produce. That's what you're paid on, not meetings. Oh, I understand. It's step one. Really? You're going to cheer step one. That's like saying, hey, we're on a football team and the referees put the ball at the 20. Let's all celebrate. Or I got a yard and running back runs for 2 yards, ends up in a scrum. He gets up and spikes the football. Did nobody ever? Are you out of your mind? That's not what you celebrate. You celebrate a win. Kim Jong-un is allowing inspectors. Kim Jong-un is dismantling. I mean, he's not dismantling. He is dismantling. Kim Jong-un has authorized the first countries to come in and start helping, you know, with infrastructure. Or he's invited such and such. I don't know what he's going to do, but I want iterative steps that show true, you know, leadership and things that are changing. Because that's what we've had before. But let me tell you this. Barack Obama would have been celebrating the idea that he got the meeting. Woo, look at us. Yeah, we're good to go. That means nothing. When Trump gets involved in the Middle East, he's not going to accept what Iran wants to do. Oh, okay, well, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, or Iran says, yeah, we promised to do so-and-so. Okay, great, we got a promise. Trump's going to say, look, I'm done with promises. I want results. I want to be able to track it. We're going to do metrics. He's going to have all the project. This is a dude that understands a project. Building big buildings and so on and so forth. But I mentioned earlier, I want to tell you why this is probably going to work. Okay? Why this is probably going to work. I'm talking about the reunion of the Koreas. The North and the South. I watched Kim Jong-un. I don't know much about this dude, but I don't think he's got much of a poker face. He either likes it or he doesn't. And don't misunderstand me. He is a petulant dude. He is not going to just go down easy because he's got a whole country that he's got to deal with and understand that once he gets the world's attention on him, he can't do some of the things that he's been used to doing. So, there's a little bit of work to be done. But here's what I noticed when I watched that film, the video, I should say, of him meeting his long-lost, you know, counterpart, his, you know, cousin for all intents and purposes, Moon. I watched this guy exuberant. He was exuberant. It wasn't a fake happiness. It was legitimate longing. And I say this as a kid who didn't have a dad, you know, who didn't grow up with my biological father. You have a longing. You don't even know why, per se. It's just this longing. It's this thing that you're missing because you know the biology is not there. I had my dad, but he wasn't the dad in the classic sense of my dad. It could be a protector. It could be a person that you really feel like that about. And no matter how great that dad that stepped in, that stepdad, was willing to do, you still have that longing. And what North Korea has had is this complete isolation away from family. And suddenly he finds himself embroiled, you know, just not embroiled, but embraced by family is a better word. And the look on his face was, it was like a kid, I swear. And that's why I say this has the best possibility of working. Everybody else wanted this diplomatic solution, and they wanted to do it based on, look, you give up the nukes and we'll start helping you here, there. And it was for subsistence. We're going to give you food. We're going to, you know, help you sell your coal or whatever. And what Donald Trump and the Chinese did was say, you know what? Let's put these two people back together. Let's let them feel that thing that they've been missing. Because the South Koreans have always felt it. They've got a hunger in their bellies for family that they can no longer see. You know, I can't even imagine how you split a country down the middle and you go from one day being able to enjoy each other to nothing. I'm talking about absolute nothing for decades. And all you got are pictures and memories. And it's the same is true for the North. Kim Jong-un felt that as a child. I know he did. And he's looking for that. He wants to bring these cultures back together. Now, there's the aspect of, you know, look at how well my cousins are doing. I'm proud to say it. I'll tell you this from my own personal perspective. My family, the Jacksons, are all the men are in prison. You know, they got 15 different baby mamas or whatever else. And when I met my great Aunt Mary, and she said to me, Kevin, you have doctors and lawyers and politicians in the family. I was like, oh, God, we have politicians, too. But I'm kidding. But she was telling me how great that our family was, and it was such a good emotion. Because I only knew the scoundrels. So when I learned of the good, it was like, wow. Kim Jong-un is seeing that. He's seeing it's not what my dad said. That's why I truly believe this has the best possibility of working. Oh, and then there is Donald Trump.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Much hoopla over Kanye West and, of course, Chance the Rapper. And he has now done a mea culpa. Chance the Rapper. He now take it all back. I take it all back, man. That's not what I meant. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. Chance the Rapper. I don't even know his what's his real name. God, why do these guys got to have some kind of specialty thing? You know, if you, I don't know his music. I don't even know what this dude looks like. But it's a big deal. I told people, you cannot trust these folks. Kanye's sticking to his guns, good for him. But Chance the Rapper has done a mea culpa. He's fallen on the sword. Just when things were going good, the President of the United States is tweeting about this sorry butt Negro, who's a rapper, who is going to be a now he's going to be a footnote in history. And the President tweets about him because he's giving him props for saying, "Don't black people don't just vote Democrat." That wasn't an endorsement of President Trump. But Chance the Rapper, boy, he got People jumped him. They jumped him. Man, I ain't never buying your music again. Oh, dude, you this, that, and the other. And next thing you know, maybe he's losing gigs. Maybe his publicist is like, yo, Chance, you need to straighten this out, man. They're canceling shows on you. Which means he's a what? Anybody? Yeah, sellout. Mm-hmm. What I get to choose to be. I did the Bill Cunningham show the other day. You know what I was telling people? I said, and I've said this to my audience, if I want to be filthy rich, if I want to solve all my problems right now, I could write a book over the next 3 months that sells you out. And says, man, I have met the most racist, homophobic, vile human beings on the right. It's made me lose my religion. I may go Muslim and change my name to Malik Muhammad Shabazz or something like that. And I denounce all that, and I'm loving me some Russell Simmons and leftists and Joe. Can I come on The View and spend some time with Whoopi Goldberg spooning? Oh, I know. That, I went too far. I'm sorry. I went too far. There's only so much an audience can take, right, dude? What y'all laughing? My producers are throwing up. Stop. You're making me laugh. I did. I went too far. I take it back. I was not spooning with Whoopi, but I could be. If I did that, my bank account would not be in the millions. It would be in the tens of millions within a year. I'm not even kidding you. I would have a show on CNN or MSNBC. My deal over there would be $10 million straight up. I'm not even telling you. I could give you the number. It'll be somewhere between $10 to $15 million. I would speak all over the country for a minimum of $100,000. Y'all, people out there going, you know what, Kevin, you're right. Some people out there don't believe it. Who are you, Kevin Jackson? You're no Candace Owens. Okay. Let me tell you. I'd be speaking for $100,000. I'd be driving around in sponsored Lamborghinis. I would have a clothier who gladly wants to fit me. I would be invited to every gala, every black event. I would be the blackest dude on the planet and the biggest baller. I'd be hanging out with Kevin Hart and all those movie star Holly weirdos and entertainers, and they would be glad to have me in their presence. And I come up and say, yeah, man, what's up, y'all? Yo. Yeah, and there'd be people wanting to tap me, make me custom jewelry. I mean, men would want to be me, women would want to be with me. You know what I'm saying is true. It is a fact. And that's what Chance the Rapper doesn't want to lose. And that's what I happily give up. I don't care about any of it. Because I'm a principled individual who believes in the truth. And you know what's funny? There's in the opening to Homeland, if you've ever seen the show, there's a guy he's talking about, and he says the revolution won't be televised. And he talks about your mind gets opened up when you learn something you haven't been taught, that, you know, that you've been bamboozled and somebody has been withholding information from you. That's what's happening with blacks right now. People are withholding information from them. Oh, there's the lies. There's the blatant lies. Trump's a racist, this, that, and the other. And you know what they won't tell black folks? What Donald Trump has done in the black community. Why Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and all of them have given this man awards for what he did for black folks. We have that clip of a what's his face, right? Yeah, let's play that because I want to hear that. Mayweather, right?
You never heard about Trump being racist until he ran for president and won. Before that, everybody was like, oh, he's on WWE, you know, with different shows. Everybody didn't like Donald Trump. As soon as he ran for president, because people don't like the truth. Because he come out and be like, somebody on the rap music, they make billions and billions of dollars from rap music, right? Okay, he speak like a real man spoke. Real man speak.
I cut it there because he goes into, you know, talking about how, you know, if you see a woman that's attractive, you say something. If you, and that, you know, keeping it real, that's what you do. When I don't know what Donald Trump, what age he was or whatever, he was explaining to a guy something that, quite frankly, everybody knows. There was nothing Donald Trump said in that interview with Billy Bush that wasn't true. And Mayweather, he recognized that. But now Chance the Rapper is repenting. Here's what he said. I didn't speak up because I agreed with what Kanye had to say or because I effed with Trump. I did it because I wanted to help my friend and because I felt like I was being used to attack him. I'd never support anyone who has made a career out of hatred, racism, and discrimination. So he's obviously not a Democrat. He continued, so let my apology be seen in my future works and let me make up for my poorly timed comments with immediate action and advocacy for those who need it most. Well, why don't you join, what's her name, Shania Twain? I'm sure, you know, you guys could go on the apology tour after saying you disagree philosophically with everything that Donald Trump represents. My statement about black folk not having to be Democrats, though true, was a deflection from the real conversation and stemmed from a personal issue with the fact that Chicago has had generations of Democratic officials with no investment or regard for black schools, neighborhoods, or black lives. But again, that's said that S at the wrong time. So it was the timing of what he said in his truth that he's most concerned about at this point. And this guy that's writing this for Hot Air says, watching lefties and righties overreact in opposite direction to Kanye's MAGA turn this week, this has been fun, has been endless fun. On the other hand, you've got Stephen Colbert pronouncing Kanye insane and rank and file Democrat dweebs vowing to boycott him. So Colbert says he's insane because he's a black man who dare support Donald Trump and not go with the, you know, the leftist narrative, etc. And this guy's having fun because he's seeing the overreactions on both sides. I agree with him, by the way. There are overreactions. Everybody, Kanye, which, you know, I think it's a good thing, but to put all your eggs in the basket of Kanye is a dangerous thing. Oh, here's one guy. Says, on the other hand, you've got CPAC organizer Matt Schlapp mulling whether to invite Kanye to CPAC, which wouldn't be the first time a Democrat posing as a Republican got to speak there, he put in parentheses, and Hannity announcing the start of a new age in American politics. By the way, Hannity had Candace Owens in studio the other day, and Sean's got, I mean, I love the guy, I think he's a great guy, but he's got this newfangled thing that he wants to put out there. He says he hopes she could be the biggest thing since sliced bread, which I don't have a problem with necessarily, but I come back to these people that, you know, it's the Eagles song, the new kid in town. Really? Hey, you know what? I will have a little bit more respect when Candace starts looking at the people like Thomas Sowell and Walter Williams and acknowledging the people that came before. Look, I've had people get mad at me for leapfrogging, if you will. Honestly, I don't care. I think people are good at what they do. If there's probably a lot more I could do if I was, you know, a female black versus a male black, younger, a millennial, etc. I don't care. My time is now. It is what it is. But people are overreacting and forgetting that there is a body of work that's been laid out for this. Chance the Rapper? I mean, I was happy that the guy said Democrats are who they are. Good for him for speaking truth. But I'm going to tell you, most of these people are total sellouts. And this guy goes on to say that. He says, the lesson of Kanye's Trump burst, I think, is no more or less than his stardom is so enormous that he's insulated from political pressures. That anyone else like that would cause people like Chance to buckle. He can get away with saying something nice about Trump. So could Beyonce, probably. I disagree. I think Beyonce's too big of a sellout.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.